Pro-Life Conflict on the Left, Romans Chapter 5, The Big House by Audio Adrenaline, and Coffee and the Keto Diet, all coming up today on this episode of the Wayne Feeds Daily Podcast. Check it out. Exalting God in the way you live, exalting God in the decisions that you make, exalting God in the relationships that you have, exalting God in the vision and the purpose and the direction of your leadership.
I just webbed you. That means you're invited to church on Sunday.
The only limit that you have is your ability to receive.
Only God could take something old and turn it into something new.
You need the pep talk from Pastor Weezy. You can do it. Come on, man. We're going to live for God. It's going to be amazing.
You hang 10 toes off the front of your board. And I'm centered on Christ, even though my situation is not.
We're in for a ride.
All right. Good afternoon, everybody, here in Mountain Time and East Coast Time. Hope you're having a good day so far. Hopefully your day is nearly done, or the work that you're doing is nearly done. I'm Dr. Wayne Hansen, the host of the Wayne Feeds Daily Podcast, the pastor of Summit Church of Castle Rock. You can contact me on Twitter at Pastor Wayne H, and I'd be happy to message you back. And subscribe to the podcast. Subscribe on iTunes or subscribe on YouTube. Give us a like, ring the bell on our behalf, and let's grow the podcast together. And then, of course, we're right here on Facebook Live. And I also post the edited show on Facebook Live about an hour after the podcast. So glad you're watching, glad you're listening, glad you're joining us today. Today's episode of the podcast is brought to you by the Versatility Group of Castle Rock, Versatility Creative Group of Castle Rock, run by our good friend Sandy Michael. She's the executive producer, and they do everything over there at Versatility Group: video production, graphic design, photography. They're great folks. So if you have the need for anything that's creative, whether it's a website or a video production or anything that would go to mass media, maybe something even that you would post on social media, give them a call at Versatility Group here in Castle Rock, 720-432-2594. And today is also brought to you by the Alpha Course of Castle Rock, starting here this September. Watch this quick promo of what the Alpha Course is all about. Check it out.
If you've ever wondered if there's more, you're not alone in that. We all explore, every day, in small ways and big. We find ourselves, reinvent ourselves, define ourselves, publish our lives. We find ways to stand out and ways to blend in. We meet people that remind us of us, and people that remind us of who we want to be, and people that just make the journey that much more fun. We connect and share. We learn from each other and grow together. We celebrate and mourn side by side. We push our limits, challenge ourselves, fall down and get back up again. Our days are long and our nights get short. We put in the hours in the hope of building something that lasts. And at the end of the day, find joy in the fleeting things. We want to squeeze all the life out of life and hit pause on moments we wish could last. Put simply, we want to live, and along the way, discover all we can, experience more, and find out who we really are. For all our searching, it's rare to find time to think and talk about the big questions of life, about faith and reason and God and meaning. But exploring is good. We're built for it.
All right, the Alpha Course of Castle Rock coming here in September. Glad that you're watching today. I hope if you have not found an Alpha Course in your town or where you live, it's a great way to discover the meaning of life. It's an 8 to 10 week course that discusses who is God, Who is Jesus? What about the Bible? The basics of Christianity, and what is your life about? How do you find meaning and purpose in your life? And so it's a great course. We'll be launching ours here in just about 8 weeks or so. So start making your plans. We need hosts and hostesses. We need people that will prepare a meal each week, folks who will facilitate discussions. There's a video that we watch together, and it's not political. You can come from any spectrum of life, and you'll find some friends at Alpha Course. All right, it's time for Today in the News. All right, today in the news, what's interesting, there's sort of a rift here on the right, pro-life. When it comes to pro-life, there was an amazing kind of Ben Shapiro rips Tommy Lauren on the issue of life, and I'll talk to you about it on the far side of this clip. Check this out.
Okay, but the stupidity doesn't only emerge from the left when it comes to the Supreme Court. Sometimes it emerges from people who are quasi on the right. The latest evidence is Tommy Lauren, so I don't want to rip on Tommy Lauren too much. I think that Tommy Lauren has her heart in the right place sometimes. I think that she hasn't studied these issues particularly well. I think that her ideas on abortion are inane, to put it mildly. And she was on Fox and Friends this morning, and she was talking about Roe v. Wade and soon-to-be Justice Kavanaugh, using her vast legal experience to delve into the intricacies of Supreme Court precedent. And here was Tommy Lauren explaining why conservatives really should just let Roe v. Wade alone.
Some of my fellow conservatives who have put it out there that we are, quote, coming for Roe v. Wade. That is a mistake, because we are putting it out there and implying that we are sending a justice to the bench to carry out religious judicial activism, which is a mistake and is unconstitutional. And if we as conservatives are going to imply that, if that's going to be our messaging, we might as well spit on the Constitution. That is not what we stand for.
Read a book. A book. A book. Not lots of them. One. Okay, like one. Not Harry Potter. I mean, like a book about read the Constitution. We can start with that. Read the Constitution, and you show me where in the Constitution there's a right to abortion, and then we can start talking about whether this is a religious edict trying to take down Roe v. Wade. I mean, honestly, it's just, make a logical argument. Make a good argument. That's not a good argument. And I got into it a little bit with Tommy Lauren over the last couple of days, because I suggested, she made a similar argument on Twitter. I said it was a dumb argument. She said, you can't tell me what to do. And I'm getting real sick of people on the right saying to me, you can't tell me what to do. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm saying what you should do if you are an intelligent person. And that would be maybe read enough to defend your position well. Let's be real about this. The reason people oppose Roe v. Wade is not just because they are against abortion. If they were just against abortion, then they would presumably be pushing for a constitutional amendment to ban abortion across the country, or federal legislation to ban abortion across the country. That would be their primary focus, the constitutional amendment. The reason that there are so many people on the right who hate Roe v. Wade is not just because it is an immoral outcome, but because it has nothing to do with the Constitution. I can't name a single person, a single legal theorist on the right who says, I oppose Roe v. Wade because I'm a religious person. Not one. The reason you oppose Roe v. Wade is because it has nothing to do with the Constitution. It is a garbage legal decision. Even people on the left who are honest will acknowledge that while they like the outcome of Roe v. Wade, it has nothing to do with the law and it has nothing to do with the Constitution. And playing into this propaganda effort by the left to suggest that it's just a bunch of religious fanatics who want to overturn Roe v. Wade is deeply irresponsible by Tommy Lauren. Deeply irresponsible. It's also really establishment. I mean, that's the part of this that's so ironic, is that, you know, Tommy Lauren and some people who are fans of hers are suggesting that, you know, it's anti-establishment to suggest that Roe v. Wade should be upheld, or that we should stay away from social issues. Donald Trump ran on social issues. He didn't run away from them. He ran basically on cultural social issues, and he won. Beyond that, it was the establishment that's been saying for most of my adult lifetime that social issues should be avoided at all costs. Let's focus on economics. Let's focus on foreign policy. I've been saying for years that Republicans running away from social policy is foolish, because people actually want to hear about the morality of politics. But, you know, I'm struggling for words here, because, again, I don't want to rip on Tommy Lauren, but when you say stuff this ignorantly with this much confidence, then you need to be called out for it, because this is just not true, and it's not right, and I don't know what you think she's doing.
I think what's interesting about this particular rift between Ben Shapiro and Tommy Lahren is that we as Christians are supposed to speak to social issues. I know people have talked about the social gospel, but you know the gospel only has power if you allow it to change your life. And what is your life? Well, your life is your marriage. It's your parenting. It's how you treat your neighbors. It's how you behave in your religious communities, in your congregation, in your city. If Christians won't speak to social issues, then we're not speaking about anything that matters. And so it's our job to speak to what morality, what is good and what is evil and what should be done and what should not be done. And we Christians have been, for far too long, we've been silent on social issues. And so I don't care which side of the aisle you're on, whether you're a Democrat or Republican. I personally am a libertarian. I just believe the government has gotten way too big and is passed way too many laws and has way too much power in our personal lives. And so my belief is that the government probably could be cut in half and we wouldn't miss a thing. And so those are my thoughts on all that. And of course, I vote for life. Whichever candidate is pro-life, that's the candidate that I end up voting for. But I don't have any loyalty to either party, whether Republicans or Democrats at this point, because they're all traitorous in my opinion. They're all got their hands in the pockets of whether big government or big business or special interest groups, politicians, or in the game of politics, especially in Washington, D.C., has gotten so distasteful, I don't think a Christian can claim either party. And so kind of just a crazy discussion there, and we'll see where it all goes. I with this new justice on the Supreme Court, I don't think that we're going to see an overturning of Roe versus Wade, but I do think eventually we're going to see a constitutional amendment that will put it in the hands of the states. And honestly, I think maybe that's probably where it belongs. It's the same thing that's happened with marijuana, with cannabis. The federal government has decided not to enforce cannabis laws, and state by state, they're deciding what to do, whether it's medical or recreational or some combination of the two. And we're going back to a time when the states had a little bit more power. And as a libertarian, I think I'm much more in favor of local control, local government. Local people tend to govern themselves better than Washington, D.C. from thousands of miles away. So that's my political bandwagon for today. Let's get into our today's motivation and inspiration. All right, looking here on the one-year Bible for today's date, for July 18th, it's Romans chapter 5, and I love this one. It's in the highlighted verse for the day. It says, "Therefore, since we've been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ our Lord has done for us. Because of our faith, Christ has brought us into this place of undeserved privileges where we now stand, for we confidently and joyfully look forward to share God's glory." So we've been made right with God in God's sight. We have peace with God, not because of any religious activity, but because of what Christ Jesus has done. What did he do? He died on the cross. He rose again. He came back to life, and then he gave us his Holy Spirit. And so we get to walk with God, not because we're perfect, but because Jesus is perfect. And I find a lot of hope in that. I find a lot of joy in that. And walking with God every day, man, that's the secret right there. The secret to contentment and peace with God, and knowing that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing with your life, living a life that honors and glorifies God, using your gifts and your talents and your abilities for the Lord. There's no better life than that. So time to pull up today's song of the day. All right, I've been on an audio adrenaline kick the last few episodes, and today's no exception. I'm pulling up a tune that's actually kind of a kids' church song. So you get this mic just right. Many of you know Big House. It's a big, big house with lots and lots of room. That one. So. Call your home. Don't know where you eat your
cook, a butler, or a maid. Don't know if you got a yard with a hammock in the shade. Don't know if you got some shelter, say a place to hide. Don't know if you live with friends in whom you can confide. Don't know if you got a family, say a mom or dad. Love it all, but I bet you wish you had. Come and go with me to my father's house. Come and go with me to my father's house. It's a big, big house with lots and lots of room. A big, big table with lots and lots of food. A big, big yard where we can play football. A big, big house. It's my father's house. All I know is a big old house with rooms for everyone. All I know is lots of land where we can play and run. All I know is you need love, I got a family. All I know is y'all alone, so why not come with me? Come and go with me. Come and go with me to my father's house. It's a big, big house with lots and lots of room. A big, big table with lots and lots of food. A big, big yard where we can play football. A big, big house. It's my father's. Come and go with me to my father's house. Come and go with me to my father's house. It's a big, big house with lots and lots of room. A big, big table with lots and lots of food. A big, big yard where we can play football. It's a big, big house. It's my father's house.
Everybody, that was a song of the day, Big House by Auto Adrenaline. If you haven't heard that one before, get that Audio Adrenaline Best Of record. It's a great, great one, and I love doing the music. Once again, today's podcast is brought to you by the Alpha Course of Castle Rock, coming to Castle Rock in September in just really a few short weeks. And Versatility Group of Castle Rock, they do everything from video production to web design, graphic design, photography. Check out their reel right here. It's about a 1 minute reel. Versatility Group, check it out. Versatility Group of Castle Rock, 720-432-2584 if you want to know more about their group and your face here on the podcast. If you see I have camera 3 pulled up here, we'd love to have you come visit in the studio, talk about your business, talk about your ministry, talk about a cause that you maybe are excited about. Love to have you just message me either online or email me through the various means that we have to do that on a regular basis. So it's time for our final segment, everybody. All All right, let's talk. Well, I know it's a Tuesday. It's Wednesday. We're half day. It's hump day, everybody. I know it's sometimes it's hard when you're like, oh man, the weekend is still 3 days away. I still got stuff I have to do. I know I felt a little bit of that. You know, I've been doing the keto diet, and if you have ever done a different diet, or you get rid of glucose, get rid of sugar. Man, it can be really tough, and you kind of hit a crash point in the middle of the day. You're not sure what to do exactly. And I know when I go into ketosis, there are times when I just feel kind of a funk, sort of, I wouldn't say depression, but just like, oh, this day feels like it's going on forever and ever. And there's a doctor that has done a little science on caffeine and the keto diet. If you're trying to do the Atkins, you're trying to do paleo, if you're trying to do less sugar and less carbs, Dr. Eric Berg talks a little bit about, is coffee okay on the keto diet? And he gives some opinions and some science here about what caffeine does to your body when you're trying to burn calories when you're in ketosis and when you're trying to boost your metabolism. So check out Dr. Eric Berg here.
So is coffee okay on a ketogenic diet? That's the question, okay? Now, I don't think you're going to have a problem if you do one small cup of coffee in the morning as compared to five pots of coffee through the day, right? Because the excess caffeine really stimulates adrenal function, and people drink too much coffee nowadays. I used to do it in the past, and that's why I'm doing these videos, because I got really sick, heartburn. I would drink so much coffee just to stay awake, and it caught up with me. Okay, so anyway, the problem with coffee is the third most sprayed crop in the world. They use 250 pounds of chemicals per acre. So there's a lot of pesticides. Okay, so if you're gonna do coffee, just do the organic coffee. Okay, that's really important. If you're gonna put cream in it, make sure it's organic. If you're going to put butter in it, make sure it's grass-fed. And also, when you sweeten it, don't use sugar. Use xylitol, GMO-free xylitol. Tastes just like sugar, and you won't know the difference. Okay, so if you're going to do decaffeinated, you got to be careful too, because sometimes you use even more chemicals. So you want to do a water-processed type method to pull the caffeine out, and I think it's going to be okay. All right, thanks for watching.
All right, cold press coffee, non-GMO. You know, if you've done any studying on this this topic, we know that we've had our food genetically modified in lots of ways that are kind of scary for each generation. There's all kinds of pesticides. There's all kind of chemicals that are all over our food. And so I think the cleaner you can eat, the better you're going to feel. And so you got to be careful with coffee. But coffee, it is a pick-me-up. It will help you in the middle of the day. It will help you at certain times if you're feeling sleepy or you're kind of down or whatever. I encourage you to find some of that healthy coffee. There's a great new coffee now called Bulletproof Coffee that supports veterans and the military, and it's all non-GMO. It's really good stuff. So I encourage you, if you're feeling the funk right here in the middle of the day, go get yourself a clean cup of coffee, and I bet you'll feel better. I know I got mine right here in my Sgt. Pepper's mug. I love the Beatles and the Lonely Hearts Club Band. So anyway, that's my thoughts on the ketogenic diet and caffeine. Once again, if you need anything from us, you want to be on the podcast, you want to be a guest on the show, or you want to message me, you can find me, you can email me, PastorWayneH@mac.com, or you can call the church office at 303-524-4000. We'll get back to you as quickly as we can. And share this podcast, connect with this podcast, support the podcast, subscribe on iTunes or on YouTube or right here on Facebook Live. Share this with your social network and help us to connect more and more with folks who need the life-giving message of the gospel of Jesus Christ and just some practical daily encouragement. So God bless you. Have a great day.